Okay, I want to write an article.
It's a topic about the interestingness of artificial intelligence in the eye of a beholder. So this is a topic that I want to write about since a long time ago. The idea is, so nowadays there are about so many people talking about artificial intelligence, the stories, the narratives. They offer like different perspectives or, you know, ways of interpreting what is artificial intelligence, what is the future of, or the potential like risk and you know, the future perspective of this technology. But we see like a lot of these narratives before you really got interested into this simple question, what is AI or what is intelligence? You will see a series of concepts, of words like AGI, like LLM, large language model, like the specific technologies they use, or the different approaches they're heading to, so-called the final goal, the AGI, like some, you know, deep learning, neural network, machine learning, computational linguistics, computation, you know, GPU, or inference, or tokens, you know, text generations, all these things. But for, you know, also supervised learning, reinforcement learning, a lot of these kind of concepts. That is, you know, it's, so for what I want to say is that those concepts are not so, actually not so friendly to a general person who have no background of any knowledge, but they have the interest, they have the curiosity to understand something. So I really, really want to, and I'm always looking for more friendly, or, you know, a more friendly and human, understandable way to tell a story of something. Because I think not everyone is embedded with enough knowledge, let alone like enough knowledge. It's very hard to have a specific knowledge to enter into understanding something. Because when we see, when we appreciate, when we see some beautiful things, we are not, we
do not embed it. Sorry, we are not embedded with the knowledge of seeing these things. Like we are seeing the nature, the different, you know, creatures, like the birds. Like they have different colors. We may not know their names, but when we see it, we feel like, oh, this is so beautiful and this is so interesting. And the interactions with these creatures, or the plants, or, you know, the greenies, plants, just like what I saw right now, what I see right now, and, you know, the whole thing are, you know, very stunning or beautiful or interesting. Even I'm giving out this words, but I still cannot picture it with my knowledge, right? I don't have to picture it with my knowledge, but I see it, I feel like, okay, this is so beautiful. And I can only use the very simple word beautiful to express the freshness, or the happiness that I feel. So I think it also works for a technology, or to be more, I think to step back, I don't think it is necessarily as a, in the eye of a beholder, I don't think it necessarily to be a technology. It could be something like a being, like a creature, like something that we can be you know, friends with, or we can understand it in the eye of a more friendly way to understand it instead of to, you know, get to know it with knowledge. Because when you know a people, if you're not knowing or testing him with your knowledge, right? I mean, you can do that, but it's kind of like very interesting when you interact with things in this kind of way. So also, it also works when we have when we see everything that we see in the world, and everything that we interact with the world. So, okay, so go back to the topic. What I want to do is that I want to find a way to sort of explain the interestingness of this technology, artificial intelligence, or more specifically, the current language intelligence. So I want to provide a perspective to explain the interestingness from in the eye of a beholder. So the way that I do this, of course, I have briefly touched the various kinds of concepts, as I mentioned before, either technical concepts or you know, the more the concepts, narratives. So how do I find the way to tell this story? This is also my topic that I'm trying to dig into. Because if we see a thing is interesting, how do we express its interestingness? So first, I observe myself. How do I find these technologies interesting to me? Of course, it's not interesting because it's because of its complexity. I mean, no one have interested in something because of its complexity. So what incentivizes, what drives my curiosity to understand these being more? So I think about these, I look back what I have read before. So the first thing that I read is an AI book that I bought in Portugal. It's called The History of AI. So it's written by I forgot the name, but it tells the story of the AI history. So I got to know a little bit of the history, the whole path of how the AI winter, the AI summer, like the introduction or the starting point of the neural network. Of course, it hasn't touched the because the book was finished, I think, in 2018 or 2019 something. So it hasn't touched the topics of ChatGPT or the language model chapter. So it briefly just introduced the briefly and elegantly introduced the concept or history of AI. Okay, I think that's the most recent. The most recent moment that I feel this is an interesting topic of AI. So I think it's one more years ago. And the second thing is it's the moment that I read Stephen Warframe. So this is the one narrative that I feel, okay, this topic is very interesting to me, because I'm also reading a lot of things on or practicing a lot of things using language and you know, in my head, I think language is another reduced representation of intelligence, because it is more, it is permissionless. It's not like the knowledge, what we call the knowledge that you have to have, because everyone can use it. It's a very, you know, ground tool or very a universal tool for everyone to use, and in order to communicate, right? So what I'm trying to say is that intelligence is this kind of thing. I mean, it's so powerful that you can use to communicate with anyone that you want to. You don't have to like, okay, you don't have to be a master or be a knowledgeable person, an expert of mathematics, or a developer. You have to know code. I mean, you have to learn code because it's a very good way to practice your mind, to better abstract your mind. Yeah, that's a tool for abstraction. I totally recognize its usefulness and functionality, but it's not so easy for general people who has any curiosity or creativity to use. It has like a, I mean, for me, as a practitioner, I have hard time like learning code, you know, but it's really worth it. I mean, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying it's not worth it, but it's worth it. But I think language could be an even more powerful tool for people to use it. To use it as a way of developing intelligence, or as a way to as an intelligence itself. So yeah, I'm myself, it's the topic that the first narrative that I find attractive is the book from Stephen Wolfram. Okay, before that, I have some time experiencing the interaction with ChatGPT, and I find like this kind of thing is not as mechanical or I think it shows the very interesting human understanding ability. So why is this interesting? Because just think about how hard it is to understand human language. It's a task. I'm trying to imagine myself that to picture how hard this task is. Because when you talk with him, you only input a few sentences, or just one sentence, to indicate your purpose or your intention or anything that you want to communicate with the other party, right? So how hard it is to even talk to a person, no matter it's a person who know you or a random person, to understand you, how hard it is. You do not give a lot of semantics, so you expect the other party to respond to you reasonably. Sorry, I don't think it's a good word. To respond to you understandably. You got me? You know what I'm trying to convey the information? That you can hardly find a person who really understand what you say. It's not the daily talk. It's not like, okay, you're buying things or... But the moment that you really want to talk about yourself, or you want to talk about the ideas, some like complex, you know, things, and you talk to a machine, and then he generates some understandable things. that you feel, okay, you got me something. You are, you know, you are way better than a lot of people already. So this kind of feeling makes me feel super interesting, because you're not only give a very specific topic for the machine, for GPT, to give you the exact code or to give you a solution to a problem, because you are telling something yourself cannot explicitly define, and you expect the other party to remind you that, okay, your information actually express something, actually, you know, has these kind of intentions in your text, or in the things that you want to convey. You know, this kind of ability is incredible. Just as I've said before, it's a very complex task. It's not just a task for the other party to give you the code, or to give you the recipe, or to give you the solution, or to give you a picture tag. You know, you give him a cat picture, and then it responds to you a cat. It's not just like these. It's not just like these. It's way beyond these. So I think that's the moment that I feel, okay, this kind of thing has the intelligence, because it can detect your intention. It can detect something that you yourself can, do not even see, but you feel it's reasonable. It's something you feel, yeah, it could be, or yeah, I do have this kind of intentions. So that's the moment I feel it's so interesting. So next step, so after that I feel, okay, I want to know how this kind of language model generates those things. So I go to read. I got recommended by my professor, who recommended me the book from Stephen Warframe. So he has a book called What is GPT Doing and Why Does It Work? So this book is actually the introduction, it's a second introduction for me to get to know Stephen Warframe, because before that I think I knew his language. Warframe language is a tool. It's a tool to is a mathematical tool to kind of express human thoughts. I think it's highly related to mathematics, but it's also part of the tool is related to language. I think he wants to build the tool to help people express their thoughts in mathematics and language, but most recently, I think last year, he wrote a book about his beautiful understanding, his concrete understanding of ChatGPT. What is ChatGPT doing and why does it work? So he wrote a book, and I read the book. I thought it was kind of beautifully demonstrate the points, the working principle of GPT. How does GPT generate the token? And there's a concept called temperature. It's basically a randomness of it's a very key concept of the model to generate the words. Basically, GPT. What GPT is doing is to predict what you are going to say next. So what you are going to see, because you see things like word by word, right? So his job is to predict what the next word is. But the way he predicts is based on a huge amount of data, a training set of data, of text-based data. So it's like the text, the books in the past 20 years. Of course, it is in the form of a data set. And also the whole internet text-based, you know, the text data. The text data in the whole across the whole internet. I think it's, I forgot the exact amount, it's like 10 billion or something amount of text. And the books written in the past 20 years is another data set. So this is the training set of what do I mean by training set? Is how the model knows the world, knows the world. It means you gave the model this amount of information, and it starts to walk around in this data set to understand human world. Of course, you will see, okay, this model doesn't have any sensation, doesn't have any sensory input, because it's just walking around or just roaming in the text space. So the world of GPT is just text. But okay, I'm not going to see much about this part, but the book has covered a lot of principles of this question, like why even GPT is just roaming in the text space, it could generate these kind of understanding, these kind of sensation. And because of the temperature, the randomness, it is not generating things. It generates different things. It may generate different things. So that's the second moment. The second moment, and also the first narrative that I find is super helpful for me to understand intelligence, artificial intelligence. And then I read because I said the person is Stephen Wolfram. So after I read his book, and I kind of like go further to check his other works, most recent works this year, I find two articles pretty interesting, but I cannot finish it myself. It's too complicated. But it's really, I mean, if someone can understand it completely, please just, you know, find me. I need, you know, even more understanding about the article. Two very long article or blog post. The names are Can AI Solve Science, and another one is called Observer Theory. So these two articles are highly related. The concepts are, you know, coming back and forth, are repeating back and forth. It's really helpful for us to understand his mind by reading those things back and forth. I think a writer is very consistent when you read his work, no matter it's books or articles or his talks. You can see these concepts coming, you know, back and forth. They keep repeating them in order to also help themselves to better understand how they understand. So I think these two articles, as I mentioned, are pretty helpful. Are pretty helpful to understand the GPT intelligence. GPT, what's the intelligence that GPT has brought out? Also, in the eyes of those people who shared the very fundamental consensus about intelligence generating from the language, from the text. So, what Stephen Wolfram hint about the direction is also aligned with my interest. As I said before, I'm very interested in to language as a representation of human thoughts. It's a very universal tool. It's a very human understandable, even more friendly tool for us to use to develop our intelligence and better communicate. But he is more theoretical. He's more well-structured theoretically. So he hints a direction. I use his word, his concept of computational language. So he has this kind of theory to abstract his understanding, his research direction. That's the first narrative. And the second narrative is which I find interesting to interpret intelligence is Richard Sutton. So I think many people knew him because of reinforcement learning, but I have no idea about what reinforcement learning exactly before technically, but I know it's like a incentive system that you can express how an intelligent person how a person is doing in this world, because he wants to get rewards. It's like the story of how a person is doing in the world as an intelligent being. Because I think his theory is more like the way that human behave or human interact is based on the reward function. I remember that he has a kind of saying. I think he also referenced another person, but the first version of his saying is intelligence is the computational ability is a computational part of the ability to achieve goals in the world. This is the definition given by John McCarthy a long time ago, and he used this code to develop Richard Sutton used this code to develop his own version of the definition of intelligence. He said intelligence is the computational part of the ability to predict and control the sensory input. If you think about this, I was kind of like hit by this definition, because it's kind of like really funny, really interesting in a way that you can understand what he wants to convey the information, even though you do not know reinforcement learning, or you don't know or deep learning or something. But when you hear this this definition, this expression, you will feel something, right? Intelligence, because everyone more or less they have the thought about intelligence. What do you define intelligence? Because everyone somehow they want to be more intelligent, or they consider this is a way to improve themselves, right? So everyone will say, okay, I want to be more intelligent in a way of I want to eat more healthy, I want to train myself more, I want to be a better myself, I want to get more knowledge. That's all the ways or the actions that you process to reach the intelligent yourself. But what is intelligent essentially, the initial point, the initial point of intelligence, or the definition of intelligence he gave, is okay, intelligence is the computational ability to predict and control your sensory input. And he gives the example of the emotions, of the coordination, like of the coordination, fear, pleasure. What are the other sensations? Wow. I fear, pleasure, I just lost my mind. But anyway, there are four words. Fear, pleasure, oh my God, I just cannot remember. Okay, but anyway, so he gives the four words to abstract the sensation. And then he said, okay, that's a way that you can, that's a way that you can see this kind of sensation in the eye of a beholder. For example, the thing itself has no sensation, but the beholder could have different ways to see these things. Like when we see a bird, we assume the bird can makes me happy, or the sandwiches can make me feel full, or can make me feel happy. You know, it's all in the eye of a beholder. So he said, okay, intelligence have this kind of ability, but what does it correlate to what we want to understand the intelligence? As I said, it is interesting in a way that we can understand intelligence. It's not like, okay, behind those definition, we have these kind of concepts that we have to understand before we can enter into the story of intelligence. We all have emotions, right? We all have fear, we all have pleasure, and shit, I need to find the four words. So we all have these kind of sensations. So they are highly related to intelligence. So it's human understandable. It's not just the technical concepts or the philosophical concepts that is pretty abstract, but not understandable. So yeah, back to my topic. I sort of want to find these these interpretations also to tell the story in the way that everyone could have a sense of, you know, interestingness about this technology or about this being. So yeah, hopefully I can do it.